and welcome to the replay with Elle and Al for the week of September 19th.
Wow. We're really moving.
I know. September. Today is the first day of fall.
Or the last day of summer. Oh, depending on how you look at it. Glass half full or glass half empty?
I believe those have to be two separate days, but who knows?
I'm going to stand by my last day of summer.
Yeah, well, it's warm still in New York City, so I'm going to hang on to that for as long as possible, which is a good thing. And today on the podcast, we're going to play a little game of bad week, good week.
Bad week, good week. So let's start with the bad news first.
Yeah, we'll power through the bad news.
Bad news, bad week. Who had the worst week, Allie?
I actually don't know this for sure, but either one of Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, I'm going with at this moment in terms of what we know as a public, Brad Pitt had maybe the worst week. But I think the power couple in general had a pretty rough week.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah. I would say so. I think, I mean, where were you when you found out about Brandon?
Where were you? Do you remember where you were when we found out Michael Jackson died?
I do.
I was at a beer garden in Harvard Square, Charlie's Beer Garden. And then we ordered as a table, I think, like 18 Sam Summers and 6 cheeseburgers or something.
In honor of Michael?
Yeah. Where were you?
I think I was driving to the Jersey Shore with my high school boyfriend at the time, and I immediately made him download the best of Michael Jackson onto his phone, and we listened to it, I think, for like 3 weeks straight.
Oh, wow.
Just like in the car.
Yeah. Wow. Summer love.
Summer love.
Not so summer love, Brad and Angelina. I was at work. Where were you?
I, too, was at work.
Yeah.
And it was right before our standing 10:30 meeting.
Mm.
And at that point, only TMZ was reporting it. But
so you were distraught.
TMZ has a very high accuracy rate.
Yeah, TMZ might be the most accurate news on in the world.
they're good. I don't know how they do it, but they're good.
I know. I think somebody told me once that they pay off bouncers at various clubs and like hostesses at hotels and all this kind of stuff, and that's how they know.
I think there's a lot of cash.
They don't have a lot of ethics.
There's a lot of cash being moved around.
Yeah, there's not a ton of ethics. Harvey's not the most ethical. So the death of the power couple made us at the friendly balance think about what the power couple means for the National Basketball Association.
Right, the most important power couples, if you will.
There's one way you could go with this, which I think we've actually talked about before, which is the power couples of players, so like your Dwayne, LeBron, power couple relationship. But we decided for this week's purposes, we'll do that again.
We will certainly get to that.
Yeah.
Like, you mean like a bromance or like a best friend power couple?
Yeah, the on-the-court versus the off-the-court power couples, all of that. But this week we're going to stick tradish. We're going to keep it tradish and talk about the power couples of the NBA, and I think try our hardest to steer clear of Basketball Wives, like the show. Are you a fan of the show?
So it's funny. I've tried to watch it a few times, and every time I go to turn it on, there's a commercial on. So I have the attention span of like a fly, and I'm like, nope, can't do it.
Oh my
gosh. I don't think it's, like, because for some reason I think my gut knows that it's not worth me waiting.
It's not worth the commercial.
Not worth the commercial wait. But, no, I actually haven't seen Basketball Wives.
Yeah. I've never seen Basketball Wives, which is weird because I both love basketball.
And wives.
And I love wives. I like wives as an entity, I suppose, but more than anything, I like their wives. And then I like crappy reality TV, but I just can't bring myself to do that.
Who notable is on Basketball
Wives? That's the thing.
Because if it was someone notable, I think you and I'd be in.
I totally agree. So I think that brings us to, we tend to like the, not the Basketball Wives of Basketball Wives, but kind of like these power couples who have found these dope-ass ladies.
Exactly. We like ladies that are bringing something else to the table.
Yeah.
Right?
So we've thought about them in 4 groups.
Again, we like to categorize.
We like to categorize.
Because we like things organized.
Yes. The first group is the high school or college sweetheart. Mm. It's a pretty core group.
It's a big group. And I think it's important to note that This is a category that there are some pretty notable power couples in here.
Right. And it makes sense, right? Because you've got...
You knew them before they were big.
Yes.
That's why.
And that means, I think, a lot to... You've got, like, a LeBron and Savannah. It means probably means a lot to him that he has somebody who... Obviously, he's been famous for, like, his whole life. But who is, you know, stuck with him when... Maybe it wouldn't pan out.
Right.
Yeah.
When there was uncertainty.
Yeah. Right. Other notables. Steph and Aisha, they met at church camp.
Naturally.
Obviously.
And again, we've said on past podcasts that's what we're doing wrong. We're not going to church camp.
We didn't go to enough.
You and I didn't even think about going to church camp this summer.
We didn't go to church camp this summer. We didn't join a temple. We didn't do anything.
I did go to church
at weddings.
I was going to say, I went to mass a few times with my grandfather, so that's good.
Nothing says picking up dudes like church with your grandpa.
It's just like shooting fish in a barrel.
My favorite, well, two things that I want to highlight.
Two of your favorite power couples of all time, NBA or not, are in this category, correct?
Do you think that?
Yeah, I do.
Who are they? Wow.
Steph and Aisha, Nina and Russ.
You know, you're not wrong, but I actually have a dark horse favorite out of this group over both of them.
Ew.
So the first one I'm going to talk about is not my favorite, but in preparation for this, I thought that Vanessa and Kobe Bryant fit into another category.
Mm.
And they kind of might, but little did I know.
She was
in high school. But he was not. He was only 23. It wasn't, like, the worst. But she had to end up finishing high school at home because she had started dating Kobe. And there was so much pandemonium around her, she could no longer go back to her high school. So she had to be homeschooled.
I'm sorry, but that's got to be a parent's worst nightmare.
Right?
Oh, I'm dating this NBA superstar, and I can't go to high school anymore, Dad, because people won't leave me alone. Like, are you kidding me? Her parents probably hated her.
I don't even know what my parents would have done.
And imagine...
My parents would kick me out of the house. No, I don't know. They would have locked me in the house.
Imagine, though, like, you going to Pegasus and your dad and just being like, I'm dating... who was even on the Suns when you were in high school?
God, in high school? Oh, I always liked... Oh, what's his face? He was so beautiful. I don't know, but let's say, like, Boris Diaw or Amari Stoudemire.
Amari Stoudemire. Like, you and Homie were like, sorry, like, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm dating Amari Stoudemire. Like, your parents would have been like, oh, no?
Oh, my gosh, so funny. As a little high schooler, God, it's so true.
I loved Amari Stoudemire.
Their lifestyles are so fast.
So fast.
So fast.
So fast.
Meanwhile, I was, like, going to the movies. but...
I almost went to the movies tonight.
I know. I could have gone to the movies tonight. No, my favorite on here. I feel like they're underrated and underknown. But her Instagram name, in case you want to follow her, I believe is XOXO Faith Haslam. Or maybe it's just XOXO Faith. But Udonis and Faith Haslam are a low-key underrated power couple. Have you ever read their New York Times wedding announcement?
No.
All of you should go read it. They met doing track. She did track and he played basketball at Florida. She, in the announcement, talks about how she got pregnant. She ended up having an abortion. She, like, continued to do track. He moved. He got drafted. She stayed. Or no, she moved to go be a newscaster. Like, she did all this stuff independently and stuff she wanted to do. They now have two kids and are married. I mean... I don't know. And she's got great style. It was just like a really, it was just such a real story where it sounded like kind of a roller coaster of a relationship, like a real college relationship would be if you stayed together through your 20s and through somebody becoming extremely famous. But they seem real, so I really like them.
I'm going to look into that.
You should. I'll send you the article.
I need a new NBA wife.
Right.
On my Instagram feed.
Faith is good. And she dresses,
I could use some variety.
Normally, like, you could dress... Like, people could dress like Faith. Like, I don't... You can't go around dressing like all of these people.
No, you can't. That's true.
All right. Our next category. This is a nebulous category.
This is a bit of a miscellaneous.
Yeah, miscellaneous. That's true. That's a good category. It's a good name.
No, I think... Well, so... It's written as met a person, now famous, in Allie's handwriting. So we're going to try and narrow that down.
I think really what that means is they met like a, an F-list celebrity.
C-minus list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they haven't become more famous. Like, these people, some of the high school sweethearts have now become kind of famous. Right.
They're their own entities.
They're their own entities. These people have stuck with F to D level celebrity fame throughout.
Right.
I think like a quintessential example. Well, I don't know. I don't want to be rude to Adrienne Bosch. I don't really know anything about her, except that I follow her on Instagram, and she's quite small. But she, you know, she's
quite tall.
Yeah, he's huge. She's got like an Instagram following. It seems fine. I don't know.
Basically, she's a normal par for the course NBA wife.
She's a little bit normal.
She's got her own cult following.
Yeah. Or you have Shaq and his new wife, not Shawnee.
Right.
Or not, I guess, girlfriend or something. You know, they get like it's the reality TV star.
Yeah.
So it's dating.
Yeah.
The NBA player.
You
are arguing, I think, somewhat controversially.
People are going to think you're right. People are going to think we're obsessed with Iman and Tiana.
Yeah,
Taylor.
We're the Iman and Tiana Taylor fan club. Although they're not going to think that at all anymore now that you're putting them in the F-list celebrity category.
Because no offense, Iman, but like, he was like an F-list NBA player to some extent. And she was like a celebrity-ish, like, at one time because she was on My Super Sweet 16.
Was she?
Yeah.
That's how Tiana Taylor is famous?
Well, she was signed first. The reason she was on that show is because she was signed when she was, I don't know, like 14 or 15 with a big...
Look at all these facts.
One of the big record companies.
Okay.
But, I mean, can you name a song that she's sung? No. I feel like that's in the same category almost. I don't know, like a Brooke Hogan or a Paulina Gretzky.
Brooke Hogan. Paulina, the list of Paulina's songs are just...
Right, like, she has, like, she's been on...
Right. No, I know some of Tiana's songs.
She's probably... Well, you are more...
I'm hipping with it.
Lyrically with it.
I'm lyrically with it. Okay, let's move to the kind of quintessential category. It's like the true power couple.
This is the true power couple.
Yeah.
It's a power couple is by definition...
Right.
Two people of equal power. Right?
Have you ever been in a power couple? Like a real power couple? Are you just waiting to find a podcasting, a male podcast superstar?
You and I are a power couple. As far as I'm concerned.
That's true. And we probably go on more dates with each other than
with dudes. I text you more than most people. So...
But no, you've never been in a... Like, at your high school, you were in a power couple with...
With a boy?
Yeah.
Well, again, I went to an all-girls high school, so impossible.
You know, the sister or the brother school.
I thought my high school boyfriend was really cool.
Uh-huh.
He had a red Jeep, which was like...
The boxy Jeep?
And he had... You want to know what his license plate was?
Oh, God.
It was Mojo Rising.
That's terrible.
It's a song. It's like a Van Morrison song or something.
What a hip. Was it the boxy Van Jeep? Morrison. You know what I'm talking about? That was like the hot
car. Oh, yeah, it was boxy.
Boxy Volvos and boxy Jeeps.
Oh, he was like the coolest, I thought.
So you were in a power couple.
You could say that.
Look at you go.
He was like really tall. I was really tall.
You and Mojo Rising, the power couple. I hope he's listening. Please text me later. email me or tweet me.
Have you ever been in a power couple?
We'll reunite. No, I don't think so.
What about your...
No.
Anyone in college? No? Okay, let's move on. Just right now. Let's move on.
Okay, so the real power couples, you got your Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. I think they might be the quintessential.
I think at this point in time, they are one of the hottest, like top three couple.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful.
And they're both so successful.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one down is Lala and Carmelo.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about this before. Like, enough said.
Enough said.
Lala. MTV.
Yeah.
To again, just getting Miller's robes dry cleaned. Like, important things happening.
Then this one, Serge Ibaka and Keri Hilson.
Yes.
We're unclear on if they're still together.
Unclear, but definitely power.
The latest data I have on this is that Keri Hilson was working out with Nina Westbrook this summer, and they Instagrammed it.
So that's good.
Right, but it could, but I mean, Serge and Russ don't play together anymore. Like, they could have remained friends as ladies, and she's no longer dating Serge this season.
But was it, so what was
it? It's such a mystery. Why won't they just tell us? Ugh, we deserve to know.
I know. Tweet it out. Tweet it out.
Carrie Hilson is the singer of two of my favorite songs that I think are the two most romantic songs of all time.
How does it go?
Knock You Down by Carrie Hilson and T.I. I think is like the greatest love ballad of our time. And then, Knock You Down is Carrie and Kanye. And then Got Your Back is the one I think is the greatest love ballad of all time. And my most frequently played song on when you used to have iTunes and it told you that. And that's with T.I. and Carrie Hilson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe, I would sing it for y'all, but this is good. Maybe if they're broken up, Carrie Hilson can churn out some more hits
for you. Right. She can get back to music. She's a great Pretty Girl Rock. That was such a song.
Great song. And I'm a fan of Serge. I'm equally a fan of Serge.
The body issue.
Need we say more?
I rest my case. All right. Okay, we have
one more category. Well,
we have one more legit category and then two bonus categories that I think don't really count. The first legit category is like the ride or dies.
Right. Ride or dies. Again, we mentioned this before, Magic and Cookie.
Magic and Cookie, 25.
EC25.
Parents of EJ, greatest basketball child of all time.
Don't you forget it.
Yeah, don't you forget it. If you forget it, we'll send you a photo of EJ every day when you wake up, and then you will quickly wish you had never forgotten it. imagine if, would you rather, this is an on-the-spot, would you rather dress like EJ for a week or Russell Westbrook for a week?
That's such a gamble.
They're really not that different as I think
they are. I just picture myself in like a really oversized asymmetrical tee.
In both cases, right?
And like really schnazzy sneakers. So I think I would just like pick a draw.
That's true. Maybe you would wear all black if it were EJ. It's a little simpler.
I think it's less flashy. It's more New York, so I guess I'll say EJ. Okay. Yeah.
Elia's EJ. Okay. And then you have one that I think is also underrated is Scotty and Larsa. And I have to say it like that because she's always on the Kardashians and Kim is one of her best friends and Kim says Larsa.
Larsa. This is my friend Larsa. Yes. Larsa. Very underrated. Larsa. The Pippin family in general.
The Pippins. Yeah, Scotty was always underrated. Larsa is underrated. Larsa is such a fun name to say.
Of the Pippins.
What if I name my kid Larsa?
Where is she from again? She's Lebanese?
Yeah, I think so. Larsa. All right, I'm going to stop saying that so our listeners won't turn it off. Speaking of the Kardashians, we have Big at their own category.
Obviously.
Well, we debated this. I advocated that Khloé herself should get her own category.
But I think we could, because there have been so many Kardashian NBA couplings.
Right.
I think we could just expand it to a Kardashian
category. Category with a K, obviously.
I mean, let us not forget Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian happened.
I know. And Kendall and Jordan Crawford.
Aw, yes. But Khloé.
Jordan Clarkson, sorry. Kendall Jenner and Jordan Clarkson from the LA Lakers.
I know a girl named Jordan Crofton. Is that what you said?
No, I said Jordan Crawford, who also is a...
Shout out to Jordan if you're listening.
Kendall and Jordan Clarkson from the Lakers. Mm. But Khloé does deserve her own category because she has three. The trifecta. You'd think that the girl...
Lammy.
As of this week, she has another NBA boyfriend.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
You'd think she would know better.
All I'm saying...
How did Einstein define insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results?
Yes. And she clearly is insane.
I know, but I love Khloé. I'll fight for Khloé any day of the week.
It's such a bad... I have one cardinal rule that I live by.
Besides, that really impacts your daily life.
Besides eating at Westside at least three times a week.
Right.
And that is never date an NBA basketball player.
And Ellie says this because probably twice a week she's approached by an NBA basketball player.
And they're like, please date me, please date me. And I'm like, no, I can't. I won't.
I know you'll cheat. I can't. I just can't. Bye.
Even if you FaceTime me every night before you go to bed, I know you'll cheat.
But so, Odom, so Chloe and Lamar is still the greatest love story of all time.
It still could happen.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think it's done. The ship has sailed. Even I gave up. I was holding out hope even post this Vegas thing.
I would love
it. I really was.
No, I... Honestly, my mom and I are diehard Chloe and Lamar fans.
Me too. I've seen every episode. I've watched their wedding like 5 times. It might be the most romantic thing I've ever seen.
I know.
Obviously, based on this podcast, everyone knows I have a really terrible bar for what romance might mean. James Harden, that was just stupid. Chloe, what are you thinking?
That was dumb.
Oh my God. And now I haven't formed an opinion on the latest one.
On Tristan, I'm sorry.
On Tristan Thompson. I haven't formed an opinion yet.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just still stop doing it. Like, stop dating NBA players.
That I agree with. I think he seems to be really ingratiated with the family. Like, he's in there. He went to Miami with them this week. They were holding hands. He went to Cabo with her and Malika.
I mean, but why wouldn't you want to ingratiate yourself with the Kardashian family?
You're right.
They're literally just doing fabulous things all the time.
They print money. Tristan might need some money.
Well, we're going to have to change his name to Kristen, though, with a K.
With a K. Oh, okay, God.
Last but not least, because
these are the ones you really care about.
This is where the lessons come in, yeah. Everybody.
Oh, cautionary tales.
Cautionary tales of NBA power couples.
Ellie thinks they're all a cautionary tale. I mean, she's not wrong. You can put Kobe and Vanessa down here.
Ooh,
I'm sure if we had so access to all these people's cell phones, you could put them all in this category.
Indeed, we could.
Probably pretty high up there is the Matt Barnes, Derek Fisher, Gloria trifecta. Have you ever had a guy fight over you? I'm asking you so many relationship questions.
Have you
ever caused a fight over you?
Two boys in high school, even though I didn't go to high school with boys, you know, you had to, like, ask people from other schools.
Yeah.
To prom and dances.
Uh-huh.
So two boys at the school both wanted to take me to junior prom and had to flip a coin.
So almost a fight.
I heard it was a pretty
ugly. Wow, Ellie, you were so cool in high school.
No, I wasn't.
This is just like a new
window into your soul. I know, and then it's all gone downhill from there.
Interesting. I
peaked in fifth grade first.
What?
Well, I mean, like, that was my first peak.
Like, I was in fifth grade before you.
Shut up. No, that was my first peak. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Did boys fight over you in fifth grade?
Interesting.
That did happen to me in fifth grade.
Potentially.
Too. I think they probably did.
Full disclosure.
We are the same.
Yeah, we're the same. And Iggy and Swaggy P.
Enough said. Yeah. Enough breath has been wasted on that.
Right. Oh, God.
You know what? Wow. D'Angelo Russell, you did a good thing.
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell should have gotten the Kia Community Service Player of the Year.
Sport of the Year. Sportsmanship of the Year.
Yeah, Kia, he should have gotten it.
The Honesty Award.
The community service one, isn't that? Yeah, Russell Westbrook got like 2 years ago. Imagine if they had done
that. We'll put in our vote for this year.
We should have done that. Oh, and then
this was...
Well, and Amy, that was just tragic.
That was bad.
Like, who thought Tim Duncan was going to get divorced? What is love these days? And now he's dating a reality TV star. He moved from the ride or dies very quickly to the met a person category.
Shit. And that's not the way you want to go, especially when in retirement.
Oh my God.
And perfect segue.
Right.
From one Spurs star to another.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Parker.
Yeah.
And Eva Longoria.
Jeez.
Come on, man.
Honestly, these are all examples of if you cheat on, like, Eva Longoria, I'm just never dating anyone again, right?
Who is hotter than Eva Longoria? It's maddening. But, so, Tony.
Where's Tony from, Ellie?
I believe he's from a country called France.
Where's that?
It's on this continent called Europe.
Whoa! That brings us to the good part of the week. Who's having a good week?
All the Europeans.
Europe
is having a good week. Not all of the Europeans, many of the Europeans are having a great week.
And we thought it was especially fitting because we live in New York, which means our traffic has been terrible all week because of the UN. So mm-hmm. We thought we'd get a little international spice going at the end of this episode.
And weirdly enough, I was at Ellis Island today.
Right.
Reliving.
I kind of wish your name were Ellis. I feel like you could be an Ellis.
That's a pretty trendy name.
Yeah.
There was a girl I went to school with whose name was Ellis, and it was pretty cool.
So, you were at Ellis Island for work. You're going back tomorrow.
Ellis Island for work, I realized two of my grandparents came through Ellis
Island. That's so cool.
And they are German. Uh-huh. They were German. And, you know, there was another Germ that had a great week, and his name is Dirk Nowitzki.
Right.
And he had his charity tennis tournament.
Shout out to our celeb tennis tournament. Our favorite listener slash tennis expert from 538, Carl.
Don't worry, Carl. We'll save most of the tennis crossover from when you're on the pod.
It
looks like he had a great turnout. Andy Roddick came. John Isner. Mm-hmm. Benjamin Becker. Ben Stiller came.
Right. When I think tennis, I think
because you're just like, blue steel.
Yeah, actually, honestly, I think they could have redone Zoolander with Dirk and Ben Stiller instead of Will Ferrell and Ben Stiller. Think about that.
Oh, that has comedy gold written all right. over it.
I agree.
Yeah. And it said, I just have to share this and then we can move on, but yeah. the little poster for it said, like, love 15, love 30, and then it said love 41 because Dirk is number 41.
Oh, that's
really
good.
And
he
got such a kick out of that.
That's so good. Yeah. That's a little tennis humor for y'all.
Yeah. That was for you, Carl.
I heard that he also said that he had... His favorite thing about being German was
his work at, or they said, what's the most German thing about you still? Because he's been living here for like 18 years, I think. And he said, my work ethic, which is such a German thing to say.
Aww, y'all Germans are just so serious.
I told my dad that, and my dad was like, oh yeah, that's really German.
So I was like, all right. And another big week.
Another big week for Kristaps Porzingis.
Right. Well, I mean, this is like mid-level good, but it was still good because it was some good internet gold.
I'd say, let's just call it redemption. Right.
True. Redemption for Kristaps.
So, the kid who famously cried.
Right.
During draft night when he was drafted last year by the Knicks. Got to play him in one-on-one, and when I say got to play him in one-on-one, I mean got to be swatted by him.
Why is that a thing basketball players do at their camps?
They've been doing it a lot.
like, who told them, this kid really wants to play you, he's super excited, what he wants you to do is stand 5 feet over him and fucking take his ball and swat it hard like a volleyball. Who told them that? They've all been doing it.
I don't know. Maybe kids are a lot different these days, but like that doesn't sound very fun to me.
I would want to score on him and then go back to school and be like, yo, I don't know Kristaps Porzingis. You know?
You're right.
All right. And then the actual big week
for
Europe.
The actual biggest week was...
The biggest week for Europe.
Our man Giannis. The Greek freak.
The Greek freak.
Yeah.
He's rich now.
I'm not even going to attempt to say his last name correctly.
He's so rich.
100 mil. And he said that when asked what he was going to do, he said something about taking his family out for smoothies. Which, honestly, in New York City, taking a family out for four smoothies is like 40 bucks. It's at least 40 bucks.
So he's not wrong.
But what would you do, Allie, if you had signed a four-year, $100 million contract extension?
Well, I like that answer because it reminds me of Joe Flacco's answer that he was going to go to McDonald's and get some chicken nuggets when he signed his big contract with the Ravens.
Joe Flacco, aim high.
I would say that I would buy an NBA team, but the way prices are going these days, $100 million is going to get you about, like, you know, a 1/20th share in the Minnesota Timberwolves, much less, like, a real team. I'm just kidding. One of our favorite listeners is a huge Timberwolves fan, so that was a personal dig at him. Hey, Jonathan. but I don't know. I mean, I would definitely want a solid share in an NBA team and like a house that looks like it's out of a Nancy Myers movie. Or at least floor seats somewhere.
You're thinking really big.
Well, I mean, it's $100 million.
You think, yeah.
What are you going to say? That you're going to, like, buy a Kia? Why do I keep bragging on Kia?
I don't know. Kias are wonderful cars and vehicles, and they give out great awards. I don't know. I think I'd, like, really splurge on... I'd probably splurge on material shit, let's be honest. We both would.
Yeah, but...
But then I think I would... I think I...
Only, like, so many pairs of sneakers you can buy.
Yeah. Well, and if you're him, you're probably getting sneakers for free anyway.
True.
I don't know. I might buy, like, ridiculous, like, concert tickets or something and be like...
Ellie, $100 million.
I don't know. I gave it... Never mind. Let's move on.
He's like, I'm going to Celine in Vegas.
Well, I'm going. Well, it was. No. This is where the. I'm gonna go to Celine in Vegas,
then I'm gonna go to Britney in Vegas, then I'm gonna go to J-Lo in Vegas, then I'm gonna go to Mariah. Again. Oh my god.
Oh my god. No, it's because. Never mind.
Oh, I love you.
All right,
we're gonna play our favorite. So we play a lot of games here, and we actually haven't played a game yet so far on the show since we've been to the Friendly Bounce. And we apologize for that. But this week we're going to play one of our favorite games. Mm-hmm. We found out live on the show once that we both love geography.
Love geography.
It's not normal. And we also love basketball, so we're going to play a little game, a little geography bee.
Mm-hmm.
Every question in this, the category, think of it, it's a little like Jeopardy, and the category is Europe.
Yes, the category is Europe.
Yeah, maybe European geography, right?
And your questions are more NBA-centric.
Yeah, questions have a mix. If you go back and listen to old episodes, I explain how my mom taught us how to do math as a mix of mm-hmm. sports, trivia, and math facts. So it's kind of that nature. And I think Ellie has some like that. But overall, we're just going to quiz each other on how much we know about Europe, because it seems like Europe is a hot place to be in the NBA these days.
Indeed, it is. If you're not European, you're losing.
What are you doing?
I'm going to start you off with a lob.
All right. Oh, wow. Good.
Serge Ibaka is called, what, the son of the Congo?
Yes.
But he is a citizen of which European country?
Spain.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. My first question is, mine is actually, I don't want to say it's, well, it's overly stereotyping and probably a little rude, but it's one you'll
That's
like.
That's what we are.
Dirk Nowitzki's favorite holiday is held in this city.
Munich?
Yeah.
It's Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you offended?
How German are you still? What's the most German thing about you? My favorite holiday is Oktoberfest, which isn't a real holiday. Sorry, Dirk. But we'll take it. Okay. This is not basketball related at all, but I feel as though you will appreciate it.
Great.
Which European country per capita has the most McDonald's?
Great question.
In the continent.
In the continent. Italy?
No. I like that.
England?
They're a little snobby with that.
No, England has too much rural.
I'll give you one more guess.
Germany?
Sweden.
Oh.
Which is really confusing, because what are the models eating? They're not
it's
eating
so
McDonald's.
So true. They all look so skinny. This is proof it's not McDonald's making you fat, people.
So remember
Stop
that.
Ragging on McDonald's.
And McDonald's is not paying us to say that.
Stop ragging on McDonald's. Okay. Pau and Marc Gasol are from this country,
mm-hmm.
which at the southern tip has a famous strait that separates it from Morocco.
Gibraltar.
Yes!
Geography. Okay.
You know what we should do? Wait like 2 seconds before we answer, so listeners can answer as well. Right?
Indeed.
We're thinking of you.
Indubitably. Okay. What is the most visited tourist attraction in all of Europe? But I'll give you another hint. It's in France.
The Eiffel Tower?
And actually, I should check on these facts. I got this off one website.
What's the website?
It says the most visited place in Europe is Disneyland Paris.
That's probably true, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I know, it still pains me a little bit.
I still need to go to Platform 9 3/4. I've never been. I also want to go to Harry Potter World.
I need to go to Harry Potter World.
But I want to go to the one in England. Isn't there also one in England?
Yeah, LJ's been to that one.
Yeah, I want to go to that one.
She'll tell you all about it.
Okay. Who is the reigning, you gotta listen closely.
Okay.
The reigning EuroLeague champs are in this huge city.
Huge. Isn't it? See, now I feel like this is a trick question.
Huge city.
Is it that...
We're tied 2-2 right now, by the way.
Leicester team?
No, what? That? Oh, no, 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 not soccer. This is the Euro League, like the basketball Euro League.
Oh, okay.
But yes, good, good little. That was a crazy soccer win. Yeah, no. The reigning Euro League of, like, Euro League basketball. How a lot of people go over to Europe to play basketball. Huge, huge, not huge, huge. I just keep yelling that. Are you not getting the huge
I'm,
clue?
No, I'm feeling
Who says huge?
Trump.
What country does Trump like?
Oh my god, like, am I...
All right, it's in Moscow.
Oh. Oh. That was not easy.
I was trying to give you a hint.
I know.
I should have put that one last. The next ones are easier.
That's okay. No, that one was hard.
All right.
Okay. Okay, another food one. In which European country was the croissant invented?
Italy.
Why is Italy your stocking?
I mean, I don't know. I love the Italians.
Austria.
I would not expect that.
I can't believe you wouldn't say France.
But I thought France was too obvious.
Okay.
France felt like okay. They're not
You're one step ahead of me.
Yeah. Okay. No, I walked through the France was too obvious.
Okay, great.
Okay. Houston Rockets player Monta Ellis is from this country, which is also the southernmost of Europe's Baltic states.
Is it Estonia?
Oh, good guess. But no. Good guess, but he is from Lithuania.
So I go Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania? I'm gonna have to look at a map after this.
Alright, I have one more. How many more do you have? It seems like you have a lot on that sheet of paper if you just want to keep hitting me with them.
Okay, let me ask you one more, then you ask me, then we'll end on me answering one.
Great.
Okay. This is an NBA one.
Great.
The well-known European NBA player, Toni Kukoc, is from the country whose capital is Zagreb. I thought this would be it.
Very interesting.
Toni Kukoc.
Yeah.
K-U.
I know.
K-O-C.
The Ukraine?
Croatia.
Oh, I should have known Croatia. That was stupid.
That's okay.
Sorry.
That was a tough one.
Sorry, listeners. That was embarrassing.
That was a tough one. That's okay.
Marco Bellinelli is from San Giovanni in Prosciutto, just north of this Italian city known for its balsamic vinegar.
Modena.
Yes!
I love geography.
And I love Italy.
And I love balsamic vinegar.
I know. It actually, the town he's from, I looked it on the map. I studied abroad in Bologna, and the Modena is, like, pretty close by, west.
Did you go?
And then he is, like, basically at the tip of what would be not an equilateral triangle, but almost. Maybe if you were a little further north, he'd make the triangle with those two.
Okay. Do you want an easy one or a really easy one?
Ooh. Let's make me look smart, because I just got a couple wrong.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
What arguably fictional, organism.
Italy.
arguably fictional, but, like, legendary being.
Okay.
Does Scotland make the equivalent of 7 million euros a year due to tourism?
That's not true. Are you kidding?
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, the Loch Ness Monster.
Correct.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Thanks to the Loch Ness Monster, Scotland receives the equivalent of 7 million euros every year due to tourism.
Should we invent some monsters in the U.S.? If I were a town in, like, rural North Dakota really struggling with tourism, I would just I'd go on Reddit every day, and I would say that there was something there, and then I would set up a lodge, and everybody would come. And people love conspiracies. Have you seen the interviews with Trump supporters?
It's true.
People love conspiracies.
Speaking of North Dakota, apparently everyone in North Dakota is now rooting for the Eagles because of Carson Wentz.
Oh my gosh, stop.
It's amazing. Which means only another 250,000 people are rooting for the Eagles because that's how many people there are in North Dakota.
If even, God. All right. Anything else from you, Elle?
No. I mean, I just would say to everyone, stay European this week.
Yeah.
Right?
Get European. Listen to some weird house music. Get weird this weekend.
Find, like, a Euro trash party to go to and just, like, do it up.
Find a European boyfriend or girlfriend or weekend friends.
And make your power couple.
Bye.
Bye.